At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, here is Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel.
Detroit, Michigan is the site of the NFL draft in 2024. First pick, 1 hour away. It is jam-packed. And who else to better to come in and talk draft than the man who loves booking the draft more than any odds maker out there in the history of the world, and also a Detroit native. Derek Stevens, owner, CEO of Circa and Circa Sports. All right, before we get into the nitty-gritty, we got NFL Network, ESPN on here in studio. Look at the crowd. Where are they, Derek? And that is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is a big deal in Detroit. Campus Martius. So it's effectively right in the heart of downtown Detroit. And they did a heck of a job. I mean, this is something special happening in Detroit. And I don't know what the quantity of people they're announcing. Was it 400,000 or it's something?
Look, more than that.
I mean, it could be much a tight number, but I mean, every business owner, restaurant owner, bar owner within 4 miles is throwing a blowout 3-day weekend right now.
When was the last time Detroit was the center of the NFL universe like this? You had the Lions run to the NFC Championship game. You got this. It's been a great run.
No, I was there. I could tell you when.
Yeah.
Yes, it was when the Seattle Seahawks played against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Yes, it wasn't with the Lions.
I thought you were going to be the John Kitna year where they started 6-2. It was like,
I would say, hold on. Wow. In the divisional round, this year against Tampa,
sure,
it was pretty bumping. That's for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it is. It's been a good run, no doubt, for the Lions football franchise. And last year, ironically enough, and I'm not giving you grief for this, because last year you were on air on the Friday of the draft, Derek. I don't know if you remember this, and this is when I believe Detroit traded up to number 35, and we were like, it's Michael Mayer, and they got Sam LaPorta.
You got LaPorta.
And I want to say your reaction was this. Worked out.
Yeah, I will not back down from the fact that when that trade up happened, I thought, oh my God, I was not enthusiastic, but I couldn't be more enthusiastic on Sam LaPorta this year. My God, woo. Unbelievable. So yeah, in the Lions and Brad Holmes, we trust here. That's for sure.
Well, all right. So you mentioned the hands on the face. I saw a report. Will your hands be on your face if J.J. McCarthy goes outside of the top five? How is that working out for you guys?
Yeah, we could use J.J. McCarthy to go in the top five.
Okay.
All right. We could use that.
The market's moving like crazy to the over here with the markets that are still up. As high in some spots as minus 270 now to go over 5.5.
Yeah, I got in yesterday over. I took some of the what Lombardi Michael put out there, over 4.5 quarterbacks in the first round
at
minus 260, and then I walked across to the Plaza here and got a little more at minus 320, and then I had to run to a meeting. Did that go up to minus $6 today or something like
Draft
that?
DraftKings right now, last check was minus $7.50.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Actually, it came down a little bit. So I saw the peak. I don't know if the peak was $7.50, but it's now minus $4.50. For you guys as a house, because I guess I'm curious, the bettors and clientele that bet your guys' shop is usually different from some other shops, right? You guys get you gear more towards the sharper bettors, the bigger handle type of guys. So I would think the under would be the way they were looking. So how do you guys as a house do with the quarterback prop that you guys hung here at 4.5?
Well, you know, after every draft, we go back and we talk through things. We talk about what worked and what didn't. Most of the time is what didn't. and a couple years ago, we figured, okay, what everything we did 2 years ago, we're not doing that again. Mm. So we start off with a clean slate. Last year, you know, we only lost a little. We didn't get
like
our teeth kicked in like we did a few years ago. So, you know, this year we tweaked it out. We decided to offer more. We put nickel limits on most things. We moved aggressively. We have a new person kind of running it, being the lead on this, and Dylan Sullivan.
He was on the show yesterday.
Yeah. And I would tell you, I'm pretty impressed with what he's done. The amount that we have taken on this draft blows away anything we've ever had before. Now, we did stay open until 2 p.m. Central Time today. I'm sorry, 2 p.m. Pacific Time today in the Colorado market and in the Illinois market. We stayed open till last night in the Nevada and Iowa market. And the bets just kept coming. They just really just kept coming. I'm shocked at how much we wrote on this draft.
Is the quarterbacks the most popular, or is there something else that sticks out in terms of just overall handle, not even in terms of how it works for you guys, just most popular bet offered?
Yeah, it's definitely the most popular because we took a position on the number of quarterbacks. The house here, we need five quarterbacks or more
really?
To be drafted in the first round. So we're kind of on the side of, I think, of the public here
because of
the way this thing ran up, like the way you were just talking. So we're going to be looking for Penix or Bo Nix at some point here.
This is a very pro under 4.5 show.
It is. And it's a very, it's very anti Bo Nix.
Oh God. Matt, so I'm on the opposite side.
Matt Humans makes fun of me. I make two bets every single year. It's the Clippers to win the World Series and it's under quarterbacks in the first round. So
That's true.
You've been successful so far. We'll see. Doesn't feel great. So,
on the right draft now. Thing, not the Clippers.
Derek Stevens joining us here, in studio.
How the outfits look right now? Have you guys had a chance? You've been working and doing
what's
this.
What's interesting is it feels like Jaden Daniels is trolling Drake May because he's likely going to be the number two pick ahead of Drake May, and he's wearing a Carolina blue suit.
Yeah, so. I saw Drake May had Carolina. I mean, he looks sharp.
But Jaden Daniels is wearing the same Carolina blue. By the way,
There's Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze. Classic all black.
Dunze looked. I mean, he was great in his interview. By the way, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see it or listen to it when he came in. He is very, very impressive.
Everyone has spoken. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and they said Roma Dunze and there was one other draft prospect that was like perfect. Like everything, they did everything. They answered all the questions accurately. They did all the work. Like nothing. There's zero red flags. So. Yeah, Roma Dunze is going to be interesting to see if someone trades up. I did just get a DM, and I'm trying to get confirmation on it because I think there's starting to be serious steam right now on Drake May to go 3. And when you see this late steam, it usually means it is happening. DK sits at minus 1,000. There does look like MGM has got up to minus 10,000.
I mean, it's on the heels of Curran's report that if he's there, the Patriots are going to take him. Unless, of course, somebody offers something else.
So not to just talk.
What state are you looking at on that right there?
So usually DK is just their general odds, right?
Yeah. Well, mine's geolocated to New Jersey, so this is Jersey right here.
Okay, because every jurisdiction is taking these things down different points. Okay, so you get a Jersey number. Okay.
By the way, just from an odds maker perspective, Derek Stevens here in studio. I think there are some shops. I think DraftKings is one of them that does live draft odds.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm never going to say never. I mean, I don't like booking things where the decisions are predetermined. I mean, hell, generally we get in trouble for trying to do something like that, yeah. Right? This is a whole different animal here. So I don't know. I mean, there's no question. This is a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The energy that the NFL is and the excitement they're providing to football fans around the country is unbelievable.
Look at this. They're partying. I mean, you look at Nashville in 2019, Vegas just was that last year, years ago, whatever it was.
Kansas City, yeah.
By the way, next year it's going to be in Green Bay. Like, oh my God.
It speaks to the power of the NFL, right, in terms of just what it is as a monster to wager on. You know what I mean? Like, the season we know is huge. And then it's just, all right, yeah, let's just draft these guys and you can bet on where they're going to go. Like, all these other drafts, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, you'll get some first overall pick action. It's going to be nowhere near as in-depth as what this is.
You know what it also does? It also helps the NFL out because it makes a lot of people begin to know who these rookies are. There's more focus on these rookies now than there ever has been. It helps them go into next season.
So I'm going to read a couple quotes courtesy of Patrick Everson from Jeff Benson for you guys. We've hit on it a little bit, but this quote from Jeff Benson here at Circa, more than four quarterbacks in round one would be good. We do well on Knicks, Penix, unders. Lots of late quarterback steam. So interesting note, once again, kind of back to the public sentiment, I would think the general consensus from just a public is you got to draft quarterbacks, and Penix and Knicks have been steamed up crazily to their under today. Usually that's bad for the books, but according to Jeff, you guys will be in good shape if Penix and Knicks both go in the first round.
Yeah, we need one of them too. I mean, we need one of them too. And on the individual props, we're good with both of them going. I mean, Knicks was at 34.5, and we had to move that down to 32.5. Penix was at 32.5 most of the time. So we're good with them with both of them going in the first round. But we need to have one of them. Hey, what is Denver's last? What pick does Denver
12.
Have?
12.
Okay, and then when is Denver's pick in the second round?
They don't have one.
Okay, so how are they going to trade back up to the back?
The thought process is, which I disagree with, is that they trade out at 12 later in the first round, either get a second round pick to pick Bo Nix or to pick him at 22 or something like that.
Yeah. The most popular selection would be Philly. Philly trades up, you get a second round pick. You're at the back end of the first where Philly's picking at 22. You use that for, I don't know, what are the edge rushers, whatever. And then you use that second round pick you get from Philly at about 50 to get Knicks.
Got it.
By the way, Britton, do we have time for the video or no? All right, we got a little video that Derek sent us. So here's a video.
This place packed with Lions fans. I feel the wind underneath my freaking wings, man.
I feel the wind.
Hey, Dan Campbell, Zoltar Machine, only in Detroit. Derek, appreciate it. You be hanging out?
I'm going to be hanging out. We got a lot of people over here. If you guys you guys get off in a few, right?
I get off early, so I'll be coming hang out with us, all right?
We'll see you over here.
Owner, CEO of Derek Stevens, it is VSiN Prime Time. We're talking to the Golics and Femi Abebefi next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Still got about 45 minutes left until the draft begins. Check it out, VSiN.com. A lot of great content up there to get you started, including Zachary Cohen's three best bets making the NFL draft for those who still have it up in their market. Check it out now, VSiN.com.
Busy segment ahead. Femi Abebefe going to join us in 5 minutes as we get ready for the NFL draft with Femi and Michael Lombardi. Their coverage starting at the top of the hour. But right now we head back to our DraftKings studios in Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome back in Mike Golic Sr. and Mike Golic Jr. All right, fellas, I left you with a question to ponder because Mike Sr. was a 10th round pick back in 1985 by the Houston Oilers. And Mike Golic Jr., unfortunately, only 7 rounds in 2013, coming off of a triumphant 12-1 season where you just fell short barely in the national championship. If there were 12 rounds, would you have enjoyed the fruits of being drafted?
Oh, there's no doubt, man. Listen, there were undrafted free agents, and then there were priority undrafted free agents. Little signing bonus mixed in there. So I had some juice coming out, not enough to actually make an NFL football team, but enough for them to think that that was a good idea. So, yes, 12 rounds, I absolutely would probably have been in your range.
He would have. He absolutely would have because he was getting calls coming toward the end of the draft, and teams were saying, if we don't take you in the 6th or 7th round, we want you as a priority free agent. So we had a few teams like that. So, yeah, he definitely would have. He may have gotten drafted earlier than I would have, of which he would have talked major garbage to me for sure. But, yeah, he would have gotten drafted.
All right, so I want to, Senior, I'll start with you. Just what about this draft? Are you fired up about? What is the topic that you feel the most intense about, whether it's quarterbacks? I think this dude's going under. What is the one thing about this draft that you feel strongest about as we get closer to it?
Well, I feel strongest about how you offensive line, and it's really an unsexy thing to talk about. Mike's going to be real happy to talk about it. But the one thing, we don't just look at tonight, right? You're doing the draft for You want to keep these guys, especially the top picks, for a decade or longer. That's the idea, right? And the best hit rate of second contracts for first-round picks is the offensive line. Centers, tackles, guards. They're the best. Centers, it's over 90% hit rate getting a second contract. And then tackles are next. So while it may be in an unsexy position, you are getting guys that are doing well for your team into their second contract and beyond.
Yeah, listen, Dad taking the wind out of my sails.
Sorry.
I would have loved to have talked offensive line. I think we're going to hit that over 9.5, been the number with an incredibly talented and versatile group of guys that might kick inside or anything like that. But I think the one thing I'm sneaky most excited about, I can't wait to see where Brock Bowers lands.
Yes.
Like, I understand we're having more of that top 10 conversation now with the Jets there. I know there's been some conversation about the Los Angeles Rams potentially trying to get up in that range, and people think, all right, Brock Bowers could be a guy you insert there whose game really closely mimics Puka Nacua, who they hit a home run with last year. But I just want to see, because there's been so many different versions of this, whether it's been positional value, Brock Bowers' blocking ability that have come up here, that have sort of masked the fact that this is just an incredible football player that I think with the right creative coordinator who's going to do some of the things we saw him do at Georgia is going to be a guy that's easily in the conversation for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
All right, fellas, hang tight. We're going to get back to you at the bottom of the hour. Mike Golic Sr., Mike Golic Jr., Gojo and Golic. Catch him weekdays on DraftKings Network from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Back here in our VSiN studios in Las Vegas, and we welcome in Femi Abebefe. He and Michael Lombardi are going to have 3 hours of coverage starting at 8 o'clock Eastern here on VSiN and DraftKings Network. So the odds are shifting a lot. This gentleman right here, JVT Femi, is still skeptical that it happens, but let's play the odds game that it is. Caleb 1, Jaden Daniels 2, and Drake May 3. What happens at 4 and 5?
I think what happens is that you get Monty Austin-Ford wanting to trade down and potentially not finding anybody that wants to trade with him, and he just takes one of the receivers. Could it be Harrison? It could be. It could also be Malik Nabers, I think, as well. I think there's still a lot that has to be sorted out with the wide receivers in their order, because wide receivers, I always liken it to like which flavor of ice cream you like. Some people like vanilla, some people like chocolate, some people like strawberry. It just depends on which team is picking at that spot there. So I wouldn't really pencil in Harrison like the market's doing right now. He's minus 400 over at DraftKings to be the fourth overall pick here. But I do agree with you. Like, I think that this thing is done in the top three. JVT and I were kind of debating a little bit before the segment started. Like, is there a little bit of May at two that could potentially happen? At this point, now that we're about an hour away from the number one pick being announced, I think now we know the top three picks is, it's going to be Williams, it's going to be Daniels, and it's going to be May to the New England Patriots. Or maybe it's somebody, maybe it's the Giants that pick at number three and they take Drake May, but I think May's going to go third overall.
So that's another my thing. So we did our mock drafts. I only did one because I believe in mine. Unlike Tim, he did two within 48 hours. I actually, one of my things that I did was like, you know what? Chargers trade up to three to get Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, what are, like, why do we not know that it gets a little like that chaotic when it comes to going after one and two? Regardless if it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May, like, let's say it is Jaden Daniels. What happens if they want to get in front of Arizona and get one of those wide receivers, you know?
If somebody really coveted Marvin Harrison Jr., like, that would be the move that you would have to make there. In New England, all reports are saying that they've been looking to bail out of there, even though they want to come away with a quarterback, which I think personally is getting a little bit too cute. Like, if you need a quarterback, just take the guy at third overall and just be done with it there and don't try to move down here. I get that you want to get all these assets and stuff, but I just – with the Chargers, I struggle with them being the team. Like, it doesn't have to be them. It could be another team. Mm-hmm. But in the Chargers' case – I mean, Jim Harbaugh's been screaming about offensive line to anybody that would listen to him. I think that's where they're going, whether it's Latham or it's Alt or Fatuanu, one of those other offensive linemen
guys. It's Latham.
We're going to speak it into existence?
Stop.
J.C. Latham.
J.C. Latham.
At pick five.
Mahler, right tackle. They don't need a left tackle. They got Rashawn Slater.
I mean, but he wants a physical team, and that would help them be a little bit more physical, which has kind of been their bugaboo in the years past.
And that's where my skepticism, because in that initial mock draft that you continue to give me crap about, even though multiple people make a lot of updates. Well, because I wanted to, I grew and I adapted, and I got out of the oft-mocked trade, which was, well, the Vikings go up to five.
Yeah, it was disappointing to see.
I was like, why? Yeah. Everybody. Well, and I changed out of it. So let's move a little bit back. Let's move a little further back here. We're getting reports that Atlanta could be shopping their pick at eight. Mm-hmm. Chicago could be chopping their pick at nine. What's your feel? Who do you think? My belief is, with the Diane Mersini report, that there's a pass catcher on the eyes of Sean McVay. I think it's Brock Bowers. Jacksonville wants a pass catcher. Who do you think gets in and you know, into that top 10?
I kind of don't buy all these reports about teams wanting to bail out. Like, I think these are teams just don't wanting to – they don't want to say who they want to actually draft. So it's like, oh, yeah, we're open for business. We're down to move down. We'll move up. We'll move sideways. We'll move diagonal. Like, I think that's more so just them trying to avoid the question of, hey, what do you guys want to do in the top 10? I know the DraftKings prop right now is 6.5 trades tonight that we'll see. I'm starting to lean a little bit towards the under
on
that.
They got slammed to the under courtesy of Drew Dinsick and Luke Swain on Gill's podcast. They loved it and moved a lot.
I see where they're coming from with that, because I think that, like, every year we kind of talk ourselves into, oh, there's going to be all this madness. There's going to be all this madness. And maybe there will be some madness. I think this will be a surprising draft because not that much concrete info kind of came out throughout the process. But I just think that these teams are going to have to stick and pick, and they're going to have to take those guys. And we hear about all these guys, but, oh, there's a blue-chip draft. There's only 15 first-round guys. Well, why are you trying to bail out of the guys that are considered first-round grades? Like, that doesn't make sense to me, in my opinion. So I see that maybe 4 to 5 trades. I don't think we're going to get 7-8 trades like some people think. And the Niners coming all the way from 31, or the Rams coming. Maybe the Rams, they're at 19. They're within range, but I think that a lot of that is just sort of some of the smoke that's being talked around the league.
I believe that too. I mean, Atlanta, for example, you can get your first pick of any defensive player you want, and you're going to trade out. It just doesn't make
that
much sense.
And you need defense.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
what are you doing? They need defense, that is for sure.
So of all the draft props, what do you like the best? What are you thinking about coming into today? What's the prop you liked most?
I know this is a sensitive subject on this show.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
I know this is sensitive. It's over 4.5 quarterbacks.
Oh,
that's what it is.
It's all the time we got, folks. Femi is going to be coming up
make
next.
Make sure you check us out at the top of the hour. No, I see Penix going in the first round. Knicks, it's hard for me, just from like someone who watched a lot of college football, to square with that. Somebody with eyes to think that he's going to go in the first round. But hey, I'm not an NFL coach. Maybe these coaches think that they can coach him up. They see something that I don't see. But I think it's over 4.5. I think Michael Penix gets in there just because of how good and how productive he is, and the readiness for being.
Let me jump in. All right. right. So I've kind of acquiesced. I probably think Penix goes.
Stop.
Even though, well, I can't get a refund on my ticket, so I'm at plus 260. Last
year, join the right side of history.
But let me ask you this.
Femi thought Will Levis was going in the first round last year, too.
I did.
Michael Penix Jr., everywhere you look, going to the Raiders at 13. He will not go 13 to the Raiders. How about that?
Why not Minnesota at 11?
Over J.J. McCarthy?
My hot take is I don't think McCarthy is going as
Penix
high.
Penix ahead of McCarthy? That's a good one. I like it.
Wouldn't shock me.
Michael Pratt ahead of Bo Nix. How about that?
As long as it all happens. Actually, Michael Pratt could go in the first round for all I care.
You know there's somebody.
Teams like him.
Yeah, there's somebody who's like, who's
Spencer
Michael
Pratt? Spencer Rattler, you know? Sam Hap. No, I can't go that. Yeah, or Sam Hartman. I already forgot Sam Hartman's name. Yeah, he got sweet hair, dude. Thanks for the 9-3 season.
Hey, at least he skipped the bowl so he could get ready for the NFL draft.
Maybe Joe Milton. Who knows?
That is true. More from Femi Abebefe, Michael Lombardi, and yours truly coming up top of the hour. A special GM shuffle when the picks start flying. As of right now, the third pick at some shops off the board. Ooh. It looks like Drake May headed to New England. It is VSiN Primetime, 30 minutes away, folks, from the draft.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We keep it rolling 30 minutes away from Caleb Williams' name to get called by Roger Goodell. Man, there are a ton of people out in Detroit. That's Jonathan Von Tobel. I'm Tim Murray. The pick market, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm. 6, 7, 8 market at DraftKings has been taken down. Tom Pelissero reported about 30 minutes ago that, I'll read it verbatim. Actually, he is. Oh, here we go. 40 minutes ago, after weeks of listening to offers for the number 3 overall pick, all signs now point to the Patriots standing pat and picking. First off, Tom, it's called stick and pick. Let's get with the lingo.
I'm standing pat. It's the Patriots. Come on.
The belief within the league is that the pick will most likely be North Carolina quarterback Drake May. So there you go. Coming up top of the hour, Michael Lombardi. I don't like Mike's. He's got a little. I don't know. He's got a little negativity towards us today. I don't like it. I don't like it, Michael.
As I told Michael, he knows this. We've worked together. We did a show together at Atlantic City. I'm a stubborn man. And much like that band of the Titanic, I'll keep playing until we go down.
But Michael Lombardi and Femi Abebefe, a special GM shuffle coming up top of the hour. I'm going to hang out with them for 2 hours where he's probably going to make fun of me. Hopefully Bo Nix doesn't get drafted in those 2 hours so I can at least leave the set. All right, let's head back to our DraftKings studios and bring in Mike Golic Sr. and Mike Golic Jr., father and son. You can catch them weekday mornings here on the DraftKings Network from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. So, fellas, this has to bring a tear to at least seniors' eyes. We're going to show you a graphic here of the prospects in this year's draft class and the fathers that played in the NFL. So we've got Frank Gore Jr., who played at Southern Miss, Frank Gore Sr., of course, Marvin Harrison Jr., Marvin Harrison Sr., Luke McCaffrey, of course, Ed McCaffrey's father of Christian and Luke McCaffrey, Jerry Rice's son, Brendan Rice, John Alt, and Joe Alt, near and dear to your guys' heart with Joe Alt playing at Notre Dame. So looking at this list, maybe if I remove Marvin Harrison Jr. and Marvin Harrison Sr., which is the most dynamic duo that is potentially going to have father-son in the NFL?
Well, I think, you know, I hate to be the Notre Dame guy, but also this list makes me feel old because I played against John Alt, Joe's father, when he was with the Chiefs and I was with the Eagles. What's interesting with the group you mentioned, the record for father-son tandems of guys drafted whose fathers made at least one Pro Bowl is 4, and that was in 2011. And one of those guys is John Alt, made at least one Pro Bowl with his son, Joe. I think Joe will be a Pro Bowl player as well. I think, obviously, the name Jerry Rice is, you know, stands out as far as the players on this list with his son, Brendan, going to be in this draft. But when you start to look at players who may be able to equal their fathers, Marvin Harrison Jr. also comes to light as well. So I think those would probably be the two guys. But that record was 4 back in 2011. I think we're going to beat that. I think we'll get more than four drafted of guys whose dads made at least one Pro Bowl in this.
Yeah, I think Dad mentioned the two names that are most likely to get close to that resume there, and certainly that's a much taller task for Marvin Harrison Jr. for all the reasons we know. Chris Jenkins, the other interesting one, though, man. His dad, one of the strongest dudes that we've ever seen put on pads on the defensive side of the ball. We know his son, certainly that apple did not fall far from the tree, was way up high on Bruce Feldman's freaks list, and so probably going to be more of a day two guy, but still has a chance to come in and set a physical tone the same way his dad did. Going to be fun to watch.
I mean, what sticks out to me is Frank Gore Jr.'s father ran for 600 yards like 3 years ago. Like, that's the other part, right? Like, this dude was just in the National Football League and his kid's about to get in there. All right, so I wanted to build a little bit more with the offensive lineman guys, because obviously we have you guys here. And Golic Jr., I wanted to start with you because we've talked a lot about Joe Walt at the top of this, right? Who's the offensive lineman outside of the top two prospects that is going to be the name that is going to be recognizable post-draft?
I mean, I think the one I'm most excited about would be Talisi Fuanga out of Oregon State. I've been jacked up about his tape this entire draft. He's been a guy that can project at tackle, certainly, but I think has the flexibility to kick inside. Could be a guy taken pretty high. Him and then Graham Barton out of Duke have been my two favorite guys to watch in this draft. And I think what we've seen more and more in the recent days is Graham Barton at 20 to the Pittsburgh Steelers really gaining a lot of momentum. Mason Cole no longer there on the interior for them. And that's a guy who played left tackle while he was in Durham, but looks like his best days are going to be inside either at guard or at center, where I believe he's more than capable of making that transition. So I think both of those two names are going to be really exciting for whatever team lands them, but Graham Barton seems to be the one that's picked up a lot of steam here over about the last month of the pre-draft process.
I tell you what, people are going to have fun pronouncing some of these names as well. That's going to be fun to listen to. But also, it's always interesting because I think that O-line has gotten such better athletes and versatile. What tackle is going to be kicked down to guard? You know, what left tackle? We talked about it earlier. Maybe Joe Walt has to go play right tackle if he goes to the Chargers. So you see these guys being moved around, and guys that are in certain positions right now, you look at a Tyler Smith, the left guard for the Dallas Cowboys. Well, he was a tackle in college, but Tyron Smith was a left tackle. So now Tyron Smith is gone, so maybe Tyler Smith gets kicked out to left tackle, and they draft an interior lineman to take that spot. So you'll see that movement also along the offensive line.
Mike Golic Sr., Mike Golic Jr. hanging with us there in the DraftKings studios. We're here in Las Vegas at our VSiN studios at Circa, and we are about less than a half hour away from things getting rolling there with Roger Goodell stepping to the podium and announcing Chicago is officially on the clock. All right, let's flip it to the other side. Your position, Senior, which was defensive line, and this has been a discussion because it has been a heavy offensive draft. It is expected to be, I should say. And then you look at, all right, who's going to be the first guy selected? Is it Dallas Turner, who's the favorite at DraftKings right now? Is it Byron Murphy out of Texas, who's got a little bit of a run as of late? Is it Laiatu Latu, who has got the neck concerns, but from all accounts has been cleared by most doctors around the league? So, Senior, I'll start with you. Who do you think is the rightful first defensive player selected in this draft class?
I think it'll be Dallas Turner, you know, possibly 8 to Atlanta. Latu is an interesting story because of the retired from football, you know, with the neck injury, but came back. He's very ready against the run, against the pass, has some decent counter moves as well. I like Jared Verse from Florida State. But Murphy, let me tell you, this kid, little over 300 pounds, the way he moves, he plays on the other side of the line, and that's what you're looking for in the interior. Aaron Donald made a career out of that and will walk into the Hall of Fame by playing on the other side of the line. They're guys now, Aaron Donald did get stats, but sometimes you don't get the stats, but you make that penetration and you make the running back go east and west instead of north and south. You pressure the quarterback, you know, to have to roll out. So sometimes that stuff doesn't show up, but you have that effect. So the talk is usually of the edge rushers because of the difference they can make on the field, sacking the quarterback. But Murphy in the middle, where he can play in that three technique and the penetration that he can make, I'm a big fan of his. But I do think in the end, Turner goes first.
I think Byron Murphy should be the guy that goes first. I think something. The combination of physical skill set and in the modern NFL, I think a premium on defensive tackle. We've seen in the NFL, the free agent market, the second contracts that have been given doling out over the last two off seasons to defensive tackles reflects that that position in NFL that's gotten more spread out than ever needs to be someone you can count on in lighter boxes to be able to do a lot. Byron Murphy, that kind of athlete. If you're going to ask me among the edge guys, I would take Latu first. I think if you've medically cleared him, he is the most pro-ready rusher. He is the guy that is the most complete in that regard. I love Dallas Turner. Watching him last year opposite Will Anderson Jr., you can't help but have your eyes drift because the things he does athletically so naturally are tantalizing, but you're still having to do a fair amount of projection there. And I think in the first round, especially if it's a team like Atlanta who's taken plenty of risks on guys that are twitchy athletes that need a little bit of help in the past, I think taking a guy who's a little bit more fully formed in that regard might be a nice change of pace for them if they do want to go edge.
The best thing about edge rushers, right out of the gate, you can use them situationally. Unlike old linemen who you plug and play, they're in there for 70 plays a game. Edge rushers, you can work into their strengths.
Gentlemen, always appreciate it. Final thought for me as you two domers head out and enjoy the night. Sam Hartman's hair, first round, talent level, probably not draftable.
Listen, talent level, I mean, Ian Book out of Notre Dame, who left with a lot of the records, ended up getting drafted in the fourth round. I think if that's the case, you could take a mid-round flyer on Sam Hartman. The hair is top 10 overall, though. Bring him in there, instant sex appeal for the team there. Who doesn't want that in the locker room?
I hope he has a long career in the NFL, but the man goes into the league with a fallback plan of being a model.
There you go.
He fell down my draft board when he lied, when he said he didn't put product in his hair. He's clearly lying about that, Tim.
And you know what? He had the courage to run the 40 when the rest of those coward quarterbacks wouldn't get up and do it at the combine. That's a man who's not afraid of running to the fight.
Fellas, we'll hear from you tomorrow morning. Always appreciate it. There they are. Mike Golic, Sr. All right. Final thoughts from us as we get ready for the NFL draft, how the odds have shifted all throughout the show, the latest rumors and reports out there. We will get it all to you. Top of the hour here on DraftKings Network and VSiN. Michael Lombardi, Femi Abebefe, a special GM shuffle.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook. Yeah, I know, it's the draft, but guess what? DraftKings still an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament to the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook's got you covered. Same-game parlays, live betting, odds, boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code VSIN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code VSIN. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
putting a bow on our special VSiN Primetime Draft Special. That's Jonathan Von Tobel. I'm Tim Murray. Coming up top of the hour, Femi Abebefe and Michael Lombardi. I will hang out for 2 hours as well with them. They will be on for 3 total hours through the majority of the first round. Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds at 11 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Boy, it is packed there in Detroit. They're introducing all of the draft players that are there on hand. By the way, this just courtesy of Adam Schefter, nothing draft-related, but Eagles and A.J. Brown have agreed to a 3-year, $96 million extension. So,
come on, it's draft day. Why are you going to bury that there?
Well, we could see a movement because there was a report earlier today regarding the San Francisco 49ers and Brandon Ayuk and or Deebo Samuel being on the move. The 49ers have had conversations, this was a couple hours ago, with teams, including one picking in the top 10, about trading either of their prized wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, in an effort to move up in the first round, per sources.
Yeah, so this is part of where my skepticism comes from with all of this. Because if you go to Tom Curran's Twitter account, who covers New England Patriots, who reported that the Patriots would stand pat, right? Stick and pick with Drake May. He actually just reposted his story of the Patriots pulling off drafts of a weekend at Blockbuster to add a true X receiver. That X receiver would be Brandon Ayuk. And in the story is a line that says that the price tag would be a 2024 first-round pick. That's the asking price, at least, for the San Francisco 49ers. Last time I checked, the New England Patriots have won 2024 first-round pick.
Could get more because that Minnesota with 11-23 would love to get up to number 3 to get Drake May.
Wow.
So I'll say this. Drake May will be the third overall pick. I don't know if I'm 100% convinced it's
there we go. There's that skepticism. That's what I'm talking about.
Because 11-23, and then you could trade, in theory, one for Brandon Ayuk. We're just throwing things.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. Like, that's why, again, like, it's not – not everything is as it seems, you know, when there's no real information, and yet somehow everybody's reporting everything as fact. You know, you just be skeptical. It works.
J.J. McCarthy right now at DraftKings over 5.5. Are you ready for this, JBT?
What's it?
-195.
Yeah, and some other spots we were talking about, like, nearly $3 now. So we'll see where the market's going to be right.
J.C. Latham under 10.5 now, so a CLV trophy for your boy. So we'll see if that comes home. -190 to the under on J.C. Latham. Joe Alt, -400, 7.5. I'll tell you what, man, there's a lot of juicy numbers to unders. I'm just, based off of math, they can't all go in the top 7. So somebody's falling.
Did you read the report about Knicks?
Oh, Matt Lombardo.
Yeah.
Our guy. Matt Lombardo, part of team No Knicks in the first round. Matt Lombardo, who is a NFL reporter, has been on the show, Heavy Sports. He tweeted out about an hour ago, 2 quarterback nuggets I've heard a couple of places. Michael Penix could go a lot higher than people are expecting, which would be interesting because I think people are expecting him now at 13. And Bo Nix isn't nearly the first round lock in league circles as he is in mock drafts and among fans or media. Well, Matt, I'm a part of the media. And we are hashtag no Knicks on this program. By the way, the market has definitely shifted towards Knicks. But as of right now, he's a favorite to go in the first round. But not overwhelming. -175.
By the way, this is also great. This is, who knows if maybe he did this on purpose because he is at a Patriots draft party. A new head coach, Ron Mayo, at the Patriots draft party today. Quote, I hope you are as excited as I am. He's talking to the crowd. To start putting the team together and getting out there on the field. We're going to get a great player at 3. So maybe referencing that they're going to make that pick. It's going to be early, and we can always sneak back into the first round. Stick around, tells the draft party people. So
this also from Tom Curran. The Patriots have been working on an Ayuk trade. There's nothing solid on it yet. But when the 49ers get on the board at 31, if they take a wide receiver, then we should spend our time Friday wondering if the Pats can execute the deal. So that was more the thought process there.
It's going to be crazy when Drake May goes number 1 overall. Like, that's it's going to be wild.
All right. There are no odds anymore on 1, 2, 3, 4. We did not have the craziness of last year where I sat here and watched CJ Stroud's odds to go number two go through the roof. So that has not happened. However, we did see significant movement towards the number two and number three market during the show. A little bit of movement. I would say the most interesting thing that has occurred during this 2 hours, JVT, is the JJ McCarthy over, which is once twofold, good for you for your singular bet, which I did tail. Secondly, I think it opens the door for what are the Chargers going to do at five. And I think it could be Joe Alt, who I believe Matt Eumanns in his mock draft had Joe Alt going there at a price of plus 475. I have a little slice of that. J.C. Latham, who has been linked to them quite a bit here the past couple of days, the tackle out of Alabama. Or do they go pass catcher? I think that the Chargers at five, it feels like right now, as we talked to Paul Charchian up there in Minnesota yesterday, said, if Drake May is gone, they're not trading up to five. So it feels like the Chargers, hashtag stick and pick at five, as of right now. Lots can unfold, but the reports of the trades, Jacksonville looking to get in top 10, LA looking to get in top 10, the feel I get is that's all back end of the top 10, not necessarily at five. So the Chargers might be, you know what, out of luck and have to pick at five.
Yeah, so I think, and which is weird, you know, Femi brought up a great point, which is like at five, like, oh, darn, we're going to get the pick of all the offensive linemen.
Yeah.
You know, it just some of the.
And whoever's highest on their board, whether it's Joe Alt, J.C. Right. Latham, whatever.
And so.
J.C. Latham.
The logic just doesn't really track with me. It's the same thing with Atlanta. You know, Atlanta needs defense. Why then would you pass up on right now what logically seems to be your first pick of the defensive players? You know, every single pick ahead of you seems heavily slanted toward taking some sort of offensive piece, whether it's quarterback, wide receiver, or offense. If you're Atlanta, why would you trade out of that spot and give away the option of taking the best defensive player on the board? Whether it be Byron Murphy, whether it be Dallas, you get your pick of the litter. Why give up that option, if that's the case, to trade back down and willingly say, yeah, we'll take the lesser of these guys, especially in a class, by the way, that from an edge and defensive line standpoint, many would point to is somewhat top heavy. So by the time you get back up, I mean, who knows what's going to be available. So while we have all this chaos slated, and I know the draft, the total of trades in the first round was, what, 6.5?
6.5.
I would agree with the sentiment that it's under. You know, a lot of the things, we love trades, we love quarterbacks, we love all of this stuff. But in general, I think the way that this falls, I don't think that that would be the case. So it leads me to two things that I feel like I know at this point right now. I feel like I know J.J. McCarthy's going to go six and beyond. And I feel like I know that Atlanta's going to make their pick. I just don't know who it's going to be. I hope it's Dallas Turner.
Peter Schrager, if it's quarterback 1-2-3, the game of chicken to watch is whether or not Minnesota is willing to part with 11 and 23 to move up to get the fourth quarterback selected. That may be the ask to get up to 4 or 5. Is Minnesota willing to trade two first rounders for the fourth quarterback off the board? No.
Well, but also, that's not a report.
Right,
We've known that.
Yeah, that's
we've
just,
known that.
That's just a pondering. That's a pondering. Yeah. No, I don't think that will happen. I would agree with you. I think J.J. McCarthy's going to fall. I wouldn't be surprised if he fell all the way to number 11. I do believe the report that Diana Rossini has put out there that the Rams, who haven't picked in the first round, what, in 8 years? Mm-hmm. I think they are aggressive and go get a pass catcher. I believe it'll be Brock Bowers. As for bets that I have in pocket that we've given out over the past, you know, 3-4 weeks that I feel most confident about, J.C. Latham under 14.5, I feel very good about. A.D. Mitchell over 27.5. And then Graham Barton to under 21.5. I think we see this run of offensive linemen really go rapidly in the teens.
From Jeremy Fowler, one high-ranking team official on Michael Penix's chances going in the top half of the first round. A few weeks ago, I would have said no. But now I'm thinking there's a pretty good chance of that. He must have gotten better in the last few weeks.
Ed Warder, I believe the Broncos have first-round grades on approximately 26 players in tonight's draft. There seems to be a substantial drop after first 14. Broncos scheduled to pick 12th and feel an impact player will be available at that spot. Huh. Yeah. And what grade has Bo Nix received around the league reportedly?
Third? Second?
Not first. I believe Todd McShay said not one team he's talked to.
I hope you guys got like some cold water or something for Tim.
It's all right.
Just to get ready for when Bo Nix, if he does get drafted in the first round.
Just have it happen after those 2 hours.
I mean, yeah, just don't have it with Lombardi here, because Lombardi's going to point and laugh at you, and that's going to be fun.
It's all right. I got thick skin. But as I said, we are team Brock Rams to take tight end.
Yes.
If that happens,
yeah, sure. Yep.
I don't care what else happens. Bo Nix, Go to Denver. Have a career in Mile High, that for all I care. Hey, thanks to everyone who joined the program. The draft is about to begin. Thanks to Mike Golic Jr. and Mike Golic Sr., Adam Levitan, Derek Stevens, and Femi Abebefe. For JVT, I'm Tim Murray. A special GM Shuffle, Femi Abebefe, Michael Lombardi, and me coming up next here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.